This weekend, the second half of a 24-hour performance takes place at the Merriam Theater in Philadelphia. The first 12 hours of a 24-decade history of popular music were performed last weekend. Then the next 12 will be on Saturday. The show traces the legacy of music to foster social and political resistance. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the traveling show picks up local performers in every city it goes to.
Taylor Mack believes in endurance, both for himself and his audiences. He has performed his 24-hour show before nonstop, each hour representing one decade of American history. He's taking it easier in Philadelphia, but not by much. Audiences are expected to attend two 12-hour performances a week apart.
One of your jobs as a theater artist is to break people's defenses down so that they can be open to the experience.
Mack says he's using the 12-hour marathon shows to fundamentally change how audience members experience theater and themselves. And it takes more than the typical 90 minutes to break them down.
What I've found is that the audience gets kind of deranged in their emotional availability. And it's really beautiful to see that.
The production is as big as it is long, with a large band, about 100 guest performers, dozens of costume changes, and 240 songs, all of them memorized with no teleprompter. Taylor Mack is the center of it all.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
The songs, their narrative of social uprising, and the incredible length of a 24-decade history of popular music is intended to be more than a theatrical stunt. Mack says he's looking to turn his audience into a community.
I went to the very first AIDS walk in the United States when I was 14. I'd never met an out homosexual before. First time I ever saw any out homosexuals in my life, it was thousands all at the same time. The reason they were all together is because of the epidemic. So because the epidemic is tearing them apart, they're all gathered. And that kind of stayed with me as I went through my life. And I thought, I want to make a show that's a metaphorical representation of that, how we are building ourselves time and time again because of difficult circumstances, because we're being torn apart.
The show incorporates many Philadelphia performers. Much of his band are local pickup musicians, and he has many special guests, including a 40-member drill squad from Camden, the Sophisticated Sisters, and a Mexican woman playing a tiny guitar. This is the jarana, sort of like a Mexican ukulele, but with 8 strings. It's particular to Son Jarocho. That's a folk music native to the Veracruz region of Mexico.
One really powerful thing about this music in the United States, it's been able to focus in on the immigrant experience in the U.S.
This is Yared Portillo, who uses the jarana as part of her activism.
It's become a music that's been able to be used to talk about these experiences and to challenge political ideas. So it's become a music of resistance and of political activism.
When Portillo was approached to play a small part in Taylor Mack's massive theatrical project, she was hesitant. For one thing, she's never played in a theater before. Portillo says Son Jarocho is a music that's not supposed to be played on stage for an audience, but rather designed to be played at a fandango. It's a kind of informal music party among friends.
It would be, let's say, a Saturday night. We have something to celebrate. Someone just graduated. Someone had a birthday. It's El Día de la Virgen. Something special is going on. Or sometimes we just want a reason to come together. We put a tarima on the floor. It's a little raised wooden platform where people tap dance. We make a whole bunch of food. We all gather around the tarima. And we just start playing. We start singing. It can go until hours of the morning. Por esta nación. So when this opportunity came up, you know, I think the question was, how do I do this while honoring the tradition, while honoring the people who have taught me this and not turning it into just a stage performance?
Portillo did not want to be the Latina accent to Taylor Mack's grandiose spectacle. After talking with him over the phone, she decided that they actually share a common goal, to build community.
A lot of what he's doing had these elements of what felt like the fandango. He's going and going and pushing people through and continuing to sing.
And like the fandango, there is food. Taylor Mack has audience comfort in mind during a 24-decade history of popular music, offering moments to get up, move around, talk to each other, and share a meal. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.